An obedience life and a gratitude heart are extremely close friends. God loves you, but you do not feel it because he does it in total silence. Life is very simple and at the same time fruitful when we obey God. Temptation works hard. Our aspiration has to work harder to defeat temptation. I pray for a very short time. Alas, distraction attacks me. God does not fool us. It is our unruly vital and mind that fool us. The melody of our sorrowful heart tears is very haunting. Yesterday, I prayed to God. Today, I am waiting for God, but without prayers. Tomorrow, I must pray and wait. I must do both. Then only will God appear. Knowledge needs a university. Wisdom needs only God's compassion eye and his forgiveness heart. God never pays any attention to our mind's logic criticism. The mind knows how to profess. The heart knows how to confess. If you are searching for supremacy, then never enter into the heart of oneness ecstasy. Unless God's compassion eye accompanies me, I shall never succeed anywhere. My heart keeps heaven time. It does everything according to heaven's clock. There is a constant tug of war between a mind cherishing illusion and a heart desiring illumination. God never compels anybody to love him only. God does not want to have the soul monopoly on anybody's life. To live in the desire mind is to become a victim of conflicting thoughts. The mind and the vital do not believe in selfless service for God. The soul has an unrivaled capacity to love God, serve God, and fulfill God. God listens more quickly to my heart's old-fashioned prayers than to my mind's ultra-modern prayers. Do not fall victim to your own mental hallucination. My aspiration is trying to pave a heaven-bound pathway for the coming generation. An unconditional God lover is praised by all the cosmic gods and goddesses of heaven. Never think that you tried enough to please God in his own way and failed. You are bound to succeed in all your undertakings by keeping a very strong grip on your ever-blossoming faith. Do not misplace your aspiration heart and dedication life. If faith is not invincible, then it is not faith at all. Endurance strengthens our capacities and lengthens our limits. I always try to offer my heart joy equally to all my aspiration colleagues. Not the proudest mind, but the happiest heart wins the Godward race. If we live only for God, then we can leave the doubt world and enter into the certitude world. May each new day of my heart challenge and conquer the oldness of my mind. My heart eye is full of God beauty tears. When God comes into my heart temple, he looks at everything in minute detail. A seeker's happiness heart has a free access to God's heaven home. May my love of God every day deepen. To my greatest joy, my desire mind sun is setting. O rising aspiration sun, I salute you most prayerfully and devotedly. My heart is eager to take only my soul road to God's palace. If we live in the mind, then we are bound to know and feel the torture of hell. If we live in the heart, then we become the rapture of oneness with God's will. We must not take anything of God for granted. My beloved Lord, do grant me the safest passage through life. Do not think that you will be out of step with the times if you devote your life to God. Insurmountable adversities disappear when slowly and steadily God's compassion eye appears. Only when I bend my knee to my Lord Supreme does he carry me on his heart wings to fly with him. When I pray and meditate, I place my Lord's heart blossoms upon my own heart. My sleepless prayer to God, capture me, bind me, blind me, and finally make me your own, very own. The soul is not an encaged bird. It is a messenger angel from another world to liberate us. God wants me to sing my God devotion songs from morning to evening and from evening to morning. Come closer to God if you want your life to be held by God. We must open our third eye to see and recognize God. Since the heart door is wide open, alas, why do we prefer to stay in the mind prison? Only the mind and nobody else is impressed by all its activities. Who am I to offer my proud opinion in regard to the present day world situation? Keep your mouth shut when your heart speaks. A spiritual master is a deathless compassion breath. This world of ours must listen when the inner pilot speaks. God left the mind, not because the mind is stupid, but because the mind is arrogant. And what it says is all absurd. At God's door, my outer life weeps, and my inner life implores. A prayerful and breathless cry is needed to succeed and proceed in the inner life. Do not take your own life. It is a solid limb of God Infinity's body. My heart tears have become dry. Alas, even now I do not see my Lord in my heart's sky. The human in us squanders God's love breath. The divine in us at every moment treasures each and every breath of God. I dearly love my meditation excavation. Do not allow cruel fate to dominate you. Forward we must march. Discouragement will not be able to follow us. The power of temptation is not yet measured properly. Each self-giving deed is an earthly paradise. Alas, why do I not recognize that my mind is the only obstacle to my progress life? Indifference does not care for justification. My gratitude heart compass always points towards God's heart. My Lord, please do not allow my spiritual life to die from high desire fever. Do not keep your smiles inside your heart. bring them to the fore to conquer the heart of the whole world. What man does out of fear is most deplorable. It is really worthwhile, even for a fleeting second, to be in the physical presence of a spiritual master. My master's smiling eye, a never-to-be-forgotten experience. God's compassion eye is the controller of my inner life and outer life. Truth hides when argument roars. The success of separativity is the death of security. Uncertainty and confusion live together inside the mind room. I trust only my Lord Supreme with my heart room key. Every morning is the right time for our heart's heavenward flight. The mind wanders along the life road. The heart dances along the life road. The soul guides and leads all the sincere seekers along the life road. May my journey to God's compassion eye and forgiveness heart never end. To walk with God, we do not need physical strength, but we do need awareness and wakefulness. We must vanquish all our mind doubts as soon as possible. Every hour I dust desires from my heart shrine. If we can just be ourselves, then nothing more is needed. He who is fired with eagerness to renounce has a God-fullness heart. God wants to manifest his inner presence inside humanity's every living breath. If we are not extremely sincere, we are doomed to failure in the spiritual life. May my aspiration heart sleeplessly aspire for God realization. May my aspiration heart and dedication life sleeplessly fulfill my Lord Supreme. To my greatest joy, God has finally won my mind. God obedience is at once the fastest speed and the safest way. God is not joking when he promises me his all. There is only one thing in God's mind: my divine satisfaction. A little forgiveness is a mighty help in the inner world. the doubting mind can never sincerely search for God. God opportunities are not to be sought, but to be caught. May my heart all the time be in love with the dust of my Lord's feet. I may not please God all the time, but I am sure there is someone, somewhere, who is pleasing God all the time. Between my hope and my promise, there is a road with infinite beauty and infinite fragrance. Do not be afraid of God's will. God's will is dying to embrace you. God does not mind helping me cross over my hurdles, although he has his own infinite hurdles to cross. The best news that I can give God. God, I love you for your own sake. Once you start running towards God, never stop, never stop. My heart's joy knows no bounds when my heart receives commands from God. God wants to hear my heart songs time and again. Every day I keep my heart flower fresh and place it upon my life's shrine. An aspiring heart is always eager to champion the cause of God's will. The moment God comes in, my mind desperately looks for a place to hide. Invite God, and once he comes to your place, never let him leave. God likes to treasure the galaxy of our hopes and promises. A hesitation mind is doomed to failure. God has blown the whistle. I must start my aspiration heart train immediately. This world is God's most precious gift to the heart of humanity. We must strengthen our capacities and lengthen our capacities to their very limits. God realization finish is beckoning each and every human being. No temptation is negligible. I must keep my eye all the time on the God Satisfaction Award. I must not live with secret thoughts in my mind prison. We all must cultivate our legendary love for God. The mind's hesitation wall is extremely powerful. I must stop fooling myself once and for all. I must. If I live in the mind world, then there is nowhere to escape. God loves the cries and the smiles of sincerity eyes equally. Do not think you are an utter failure if from time to time your faith flounders. To seek fulfillment through God is the only right thing to do. God wants us to be extremely smart in our aspiring heart and in our serving life. We all must fly far beyond our doubting mind's cloudy sky. You are insecure. You can easily cure yourself by virtue of your constant self-offering to humanity. Do not count the amount, but examine the quality. Start climbing in the morning. By evening, you will be able to reach God's palace. I am longing for a supremely beautiful thought. Nothing more, nothing less. Waste not a second. At any moment, God can come and knock at your heart door. The aspiring heart loves invention. The doubting mind loves rejection. Do not allow temptation to conquer your heart. I can clearly see that both heaven and hell are eagerly waiting for me. A divine thought is a rainbow in my heart sky. I must escape from my mind's jealousy prison. If you are inside your heart home, then you will never feel alone. A God thinker, God loves. But a God lover, God loves infinitely more. Man's God service is his paradise lost regained. God cries when he sees a life destitute of joy. You can face the world if you really love your God-aspiring life. Alas, my vital is a never-ending pretension. My Lord tells me, my child, if you truly love me, then be one at every moment with my world transformation decisions. A true seeker knows no foreigner in his heart home. God wants my mind to act sincerely and never to act drastically. May my desire world surrender to my aspiration kingdom as soon as possible. God Himself will amplify the voice of your silence heart. The beauty of a God fulfillment life can never be fathomed. My surrender life has instant access to my Lord's heart home. O my mind, renounce negativity once and for all. If we do not listen to our heart advice, then we will never be triumphant in our spiritual life. I cannot imagine how my mind can draw joy from God's cynicism. When justice triumphs on earth, God in heaven immediately starts singing and dancing. Every day, at every moment, we must obey the whispered messages of our Lord Supreme. I cry only for the one whom my soul breathlessly adores. My heart's devotion songs have to be extremely haunting. I must walk, run and sprint with my Lord Supreme to the very end. Wild anger confuses each and every human being with no exception. While he plays on his flute, my Lord Krishna brings down his own divinity's summit peace and summit bliss. To say that I am helpless is to cause unfathomable sadness in my Lord's heart. God wants me to prove to the world at large that I am all for Him. We must always be harmonious with the rest of the world in our God discovery. We shall be doomed to disappointment if we dare to change the world. I am safe only when I follow in the footsteps of my Master. Am I a fool that I shall always allow the past to govern my present? I clearly see that my aspiring heart is well protected all the time by my Lord Supreme. God wants me to express my love of God through my self-sacrifice. If we can touch each life with our heart concern, then this world will become another heaven. If I do not appreciate and manifest my divine qualities, then I am a stark fool. When God approves of my heart, then only shall I approve of my life. My heart cry is the compass to help me find the right path. When my God surrender life smiles, my God realization begins. My earth existence itself is a miracle of miracles. When I develop streaming tears for God, he comes to me with his rainbow sunrise. The difference between God's heart and my mind is this. My mind always blames the world. God's heart always loves the world. There is only one favor we need from God. God's forgiveness smile. Alas, my promise to God is buried in oblivion. Never take disappointments and frustrations seriously. I find shelter only in my God surrender life. Do not forget that you have made a solemn promise to God. God manifestation. O my Lord Supreme, do appear and reclaim my heart and my all. Alas, who will disperse my mind's ever-increasing ignorant clouds? Accepting the world as it is a most difficult task. Both my Lord and I know it. Every human being should feel that he or she is God's fondness child. My Lord, are you sick of me? My child, never. No, I am only proud of you, always. Life begins. Death continues.